When the balls go in the air around the state of Iowa tonight to kick off the 2018 football season in earnest, every game counts. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has instituted a number of changes regarding classes, scheduling, districts, and the way teams qualify for the playoffs. There are still six classes, five 11-player classes, and one 8-player class, but the large school classes now have fewer teams, and the small school classes have more teams, all in the interest of competitive balance. The 8-player class is made up of districts with 8 and 9 teams each, but in all of the 11-player classes, districts include just 6 teams. That means 5 district games and 4 non-district games. Todd Tharp from the IAHSAA says that gave teams more flexibility as they were putting together their schedule.
They got to make a decision. Hey, if we think that we're going to be able to compete for a state championship, maybe we're going to step up our level of competition with those first 4 games. We want to play some stiffer competition to get us going. If there are other schools that, you know, were struggling, again, that allowed them now 4 games to maybe compete against schools that were more their competition level, instead of in the past they only got to compete against 2. So it really, we thought, would provide schools the opportunity to really do a self-evaluation, to look at their program and decide, you know, for the next 2 years, you know, what's going to define success for us.
And if success for your program is defined by making the playoffs, Tharp says that there's now only one surefire way to make that happen.
Teams that win their respective district, they will qualify for the postseason. So they say, you just keep winning, baby, you'll be in good shape. So if you are a district champion, that will certainly take care of things.
16 teams will still qualify for the playoffs in each class. 7 district champions in Class 4A, 9 district champions in each of 3A, 2A, and 1A, 10 district champs in Class A, and 8 in 8-player, plus enough at-large teams to fill out the fields. And how will those at-large qualifiers be determined? I've got 3 letters for you. RPI. The association will now be using the Rankings Performance Index.
We're going to be looking at a team's overall win-loss percentage. So there we're looking at their 9 games. And then we're going to be looking at their opponent's win-loss percentage. So now then we're going to be looking at 81 games. And then we're going to be looking at their opponent's record, which is going to be, you know, looking, you know, at roughly 700 and some odd games. The index is based on 37.5% of that RPI is based on your win-loss percentage. Another 37.5% is based on your opponent's win-loss percentage, and then 25% is based on your opponent's win-loss percentage.
With the introduction of the RPI comes the dismissal of the points tiebreaker. A win is a win, and margin of victory doesn't matter. But every game does matter, including non-district, including tonight. The highest rated teams in each class who are not district champions will be selected as the at-large teams to fill out the 16-team playoff fields. Under the old format of taking the top 2 teams from each district, Tharp says that one of their biggest complaints every year was that the playoffs didn't always feature each class's best 16 teams.
Based on geography, sometimes maybe you'll get 2 or 3 or 4 good teams in one district, and maybe other districts, maybe 1 or 2 good teams, and then it kind of falls off. So again, this kind of provides opportunities. Maybe we can get 3 teams out of a district, and maybe another district only has 1. Maybe we're doing a little better job of trying to get what people want, and that is getting the best 16 teams into the playoffs.
And getting the best 16 in each class won't come without some controversy. Tharp admits they expect some unusual situations to occur that won't leave every fan base happy.
There could be teams that actually get 3rd place that, because their RPI could be higher than a team in 2nd place, that maybe that 2nd place team beat that 3rd place team. But because of RPI, that 3rd place team could be the at-large team, and the 2nd place team doesn't make it. I mean, I'm sure that's probably going to happen somewhere down the line, to where a 3rd place team hops over a 2nd place team and gets in because they have a higher RPI than a team that beat them.
A team's RPI can fluctuate significantly from week to week, especially early in the season when sample sizes are small. So Tharp says that they'll wait until after week 4, right when teams are getting ready to start district play, to unveil the first RPI rankings. Then they'll release them weekly up until the playoffs.
People will kind of be able to see, right, here's Pella's record, they're 4-0, their opponents, that they played right now, this is their record, and here's their opponent's records, and be able to see, right, this is where we got this number, .742, and this is why they're fourth, and this is why Carlisle is here, and this is why Harlan is here, and this is why Boone is here. So they'll be able to see that every week and then see, you know, how much it will change from week to week. So I think it will be intriguing for fans to be able to watch along with it.
It will, however, make covering all the possible playoff scenarios almost impossible for our Football Friday Night crew late in the season, simply because of the dizzying number of permutations that RPI will create. Once the dust is settled, though, RPI will be used for more than just picking the at-large playoff qualifiers. In 3A, 2A, 1A, and A, where there are more than eight district champions, RPI will determine which of them will go on the road in the first round of the playoffs. And finally, it'll be used at the Unidome, where Tharp says they'll try to ensure the best two teams don't meet in the semifinals, but rather get a chance instead to play for the championship.
We'll still do kind of our regional geographical pairings. Then once we get to the semifinals, the four teams that are left will use that RPI. So whoever's left has the highest RPI will play the team with the fourth highest RPI, and then second and third, depending, since you're both going to the same place, we'll use that RPI to seed those teams in the semifinals.
Before you can get to the dome, you got to get to the playoffs. And this year, getting to the playoffs, every game counts, starting tonight. Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.